hear me, right? That thing blinking mic back there, turn your mic on. I'm like my mama. She ain't here, so I can say this. When we was kids, we'd play. And mama say, I said, Mama, how far can we go? You can go just go to where you can't hear my voice. We'd go to Hamilton. You hear me? We'd hit through the woods. We'd go to Hamilton. She said, as long as you hear my voice, that's how far you can play. Son, you get out of Detroit, you go all the way to Hamilton. Mama would echo up them hollers. Thank God for them quiet mamas. Amen. I didn't have a quiet mama. All right. I done lost, man. I'm a loser. When you ain't got no notes, you don't need to turn your mic on. You hear me? Now where we at? Mountain of faith in the valley of fear. I don't know about you, but God has spoken to me. I, in my life right now, I don't know what's going on, but I know God's in control. And it feels like I get on a mountain of faith. Man, I am skyrocketing as high as you could see in the presence of Almighty God. I'm just doing what God's called me to do, and everything's going so great, and I'm just on fire. And next minute I know I'm in the valley of fear. It's like I'm up here, and it's just right back down, and there's no stability right now. It just seems like everything wants to go up, and everything's exciting, and everything. It's kind of like that light over there. One bulb's out, one bulb's hot, and the other one casts a shadow, even though I know that is the light, and I know I'm at the right text today, because in Psalm 27, the Bible says that the Lord is my light and my salvation, and He is my strength. That's where we're going to be at this morning. In a mountain of faith, but I find myself in the valley of fear. And what causes that? What gets me to that place that I can't stay on the mountain of faith, but I fall in the valley of fear? If you have a copy of God's Word, Psalm 27, we're going to read the first four verses, and I want you to think this morning about the mountain of faith that it's going to take to stay up there and not get in the valley of fear. Psalm 27, verse number 1, I'd ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And the Bible says, a mountain of faith in the valley of fear. I ask you this morning, are you on the mountain of faith? Or are you in the valley of fear? You answer. Are you on the mountain of faith? Or have you found yourself in the valley of fear? You answer that before we get out of here. See what plane you're on. The Bible says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. On whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Father, we love You. Father, we thank You for this beautiful day that You've given us. Thank You that a brother has stepped out and said, I've been called into this ministry. Thank You for a brother that stepped out and said, I'm not ashamed of what You've done in my life, and I want the whole world to know. Lord, I pray right now, whoever's on the mountain of faith, Lord, I pray they take this message dear to their heart so they can stay on that mountaintop, Father. Lord, I pray for the one right now in the valley of fear, Father. I pray You speak to their heart and let them know that they don't have to stay in that valley, but there is a mountain. Father, there is a mountaintop that You're on, Father, and I thank You for that. Lord God, I thank You this morning that Your Word is true and it is correct this morning. And Lord, I'd pray for the next few moments that You just put something in our heart that we can't get over. I'd pray this morning for the one that needs a touch. I'd pray You'd touch them this morning. I'd pray this morning it'd be so clear as You gave it to Brother Garrett, Father, as a handwriting on the wall. As Daniel said, I know that writing on the wall, that's my daddy's handwriting. And Lord God, this morning, whoever needs something written on their heart, I pray You'd write it this morning. Father, I love You and I thank You. I thank You for Calvary and I thank You for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank You that You broke old Satan's back on that cross of Calvary. You crushed him, Father. Lord God, You've got him on a leash and he can't do but so much, Father. And Lord, I'd pray right now we get on that mountaintop as a church and we fly there for a little while. Father, I love You and I thank You. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. The mountain of faith or in the valley of fear. As we come this morning, we see what David said here. If I never tell you of a man that had a mountain of faith, that'd be King David. You know what he did? He went and he battled Goliath. And he went and he fought Goliath all the way through. He had a mountain of faith. Hey, but it didn't take long. He found himself in the valley of fear. Hey, can I say to you this morning, Elijah, he had a mountain of faith. And he'd get up on a mountaintop and he'd be doing good and it wouldn't be long. He'd be in the valley of fear. Can I say to you, John the Baptist, he knew what it was to be on a mountaintop, but he also knew what it was to be in the prison. And he sent his disciples and said, you ask Jesus, is he the Messiah? Is he the one that really came? Is he who he says that he is? He found himself in that valley of fear. Friends, this morning, can I say to you, if you're going to stay on that mountain of faith and get out of that valley of fear, number one, you're going to have to be courageous in your Savior. You're going to have to be courageous in Him, not what you can do, hey, but what He can do through you. Hey, here the psalmist said, the Lord is my light. He never said that David was his light. He said that the Lord Jehovah, our God, was his light. He said He is my light when I need it. He is the light when everything else goes out. He said, I'm courageous in my Savior. He said, the Lord is my light and He is my salvation. Hey, this morning, if you're walking in darkness, remember, you can't produce your own light. The only light that you can have in your life will have to come from heaven. Hey, today, can I say to you that Jesus Christ, He said that He is the light of the world. And I want you to know, as we get here today, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Why should we get in that valley of fear when we understand that we got a light and we don't have to walk in darkness? Hey, why should we fear the things in this life when we got a Savior whose name is Jesus Christ? He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. On whom shall I be afraid? There's three key things. He was courageous in there. He said, I want you to know that the Lord, He is my light. I want you to know that the Lord, He is my salvation. And He said, I want you to know the Lord is my strength. This morning, if you're walking in darkness, get to the light. Hey, this morning, if you're lost, get to the Savior. Hey, this morning, if you're at a place and you're weak, hey, get to the spout where the glory runs out. Get to the strength of the Savior. This morning, He said He was courageous in what His Savior could do and who He was. This morning, I'm not being courageous in what I know. I am courageous in who I know. Amen. Hey, that He is on the throne. That He is the King. He is the Lord. He is God this morning. And you must be courageous in your Savior. Hear the psalmist say it. The Lord is my light. I thank God for that this morning. The first time in the Old Testament that God is referred to as the light. And as we get into the New Testament, He says that He is the light. But here in the Old Testament, the psalmist knew that God was his strength. In Psalm 22, David said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then in Psalm 23, he comes back with, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That sounded to me like he was on a mountaintop. He was in the valley. He was in the valley. He was on the mountaintop. You said, preacher, what causes that? When you get your eyes off Christ, you get it off the cross, and you get it on circumstances that are all around you, it'll mess you up. It'll get you all distorted. I see, number one, that of the mountain of faith through the valley of fear, they're courageous in his Savior. He didn't back down. He said, the Lord is my light. But look here in verse number two. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. And then look here. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. He said, number one, he was courageous in his Savior. And number two, he was confident in his situation. Now, I want to explain this to you. To be courageous and to be confident is two different things. To be courageous and confident is two different things. And I want to give you this in verse number three. He says, and I want to slow down. Boy, this is right here. Just ate me up this week. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Jesus, though a host should have camped against me. The ones on this side look like more than on this side. The one on this side looks greater than the one on this side. All these folks are doing it this way, but the Bible tells me to do it this way. What do I do? There is a war going on. Look what he says here. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. I see he's courageous in his Savior, but he's confident in his situation. I asked my wife, I said, is this too kitty? I used it on them last night. And no, it's not a noose. I I told her, I said, baby, this is how I feel. And this may not be for nobody today, but man, I tell you what, I got old Satan this week, and he's had me down and out and tied up like this rope. Sometimes I get like this, Brother Brent. I don't know what to do. And this is how I feel. And if you don't feel this way, that's okay. Just wait, it's coming. Mountain of faith, son. Then I get over here, Sister Kim. Got to go back to the doctor on last Friday and get your leg messed with. Had faith, everything's going to be good. Then you get in the valley of fear. What about if it ain't? Then you're in church on Sunday. What your faith's telling you, you know. Your fear's telling you it might not work. And I see this thing, and it's a long line difference. I'm courageous, but I got to be confident. How am I going to, but I got to be courageous before I'm ever confident. I've got to get there in my life that I can be confident in what's going to hold me. Jackson Scott, where you at? I knew I was going to use it. Come on up here, son. Let's go. Now, don't walk slow. We ain't got time. They got me on a time limit. Come on. Pick me out another one of your little buddies while you're coming. One's at church today. Mason. Come on, Mason. Let's go. You faster than that. Let's go. Get on up here. Hold this right here, son. Just hold right here. Let that hang behind. Just hold that. Mason, call you out another boy about your age. Who? Jed. What's Jed? So we get some heavyweights in here. Hey, he said this, you gotta be courageous, but you gotta be confident. When you're on the mountaintop, you gotta be courageous, but in the valley, you gotta have confidence too. Come on up here, son. You had a rough weekend, you're walking slow. Grab on over. Jed, give me somebody. Okay, give me some old person there.
My daddy.
This ain't good. This has never been done publicly in the church with us, so I've not seen it nowhere else. But Jared, you get on the back there, but Jared. All right. Four of them. Frank Hughes, big Frank, little Frank. Come on up here, little Frank. Little Frank, come on up here. Mason, come on up here. Hand ready, come on up here. How many I got there? Three? Grab hold of that, boys. Grab hold of that, boys. Thank y'all. See how faster they're moving? They done learned. How many got three and got four? Let me find somebody else about y'all. Kenyon Taylor, come on in here, heavyweight. Now, you got to be courageous, but you got to have confidence, too. The Lord is my light. He's my salvation and he's my strength. Ain't got nothing to do with me. It's all to do with him. We got four over there. We got four over here. I started with Jackson Scott. Jackson Scott, tug of war right now. Who wins? Be courageous. Be correct right now. If y'all started pulling, who wins? Mountain of faith. Mountain of faith. Boys, right now, y'all start tug of war. Who wins? They said we're in a war. We're in a war from the mountaintop to the valley. It's pulling back. Who's winning right now, y'all think? I'd have a little confidence. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Y'all winning. Okay? All right? Right now, you're courageous. You got up here. You're in the fight. You've called Brother Jared up here. Y'all are uneven. Y'all probably are going to lose. I'm going to give you that. Right now, you're courageous. You got up and you're done. Them boys over there, they got y'all outnumbered. Got you outnumbered. Get on over there, Brady. Now you really outnumbered. Sister Holly, grab right there. Now y'all are really outnumbered. Courageous? But how am I going to get confidence? I tell y'all what we could do right now. We could call Kaylee up here to be on y'all's side.
I guess so.
All right, we'll put Kaylee up here. Brian Scott, come on up here, son. Garrett Moore. See, now you've got to get some confidence. I'm not going to call somebody that I'm not confident in. If I want y'all to win, I'll just get somebody up here to pull the weight. You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get this. Get us enough rope here. Come on in here. Give us enough rope right here. You find me, Brother Eric Carew. Look here, let's get this old big joker right here. He said, this don't make no sense, preacher. This don't make no sense. This is your life. Grab hold of that right there. Y'all don't break my rope. That's the only one I got now. How many we got over? Six? Eight. Is that right? All right. Little Taylor girls. Give me two of them Taylor girls right here. Give me two of them right here. Y'all get on this side over here. Eight and eight. Eight and eight. This all started off with Jackson Scott. I asked him a question. Who do you want to be on your side? Who do you want to be with you? Jackson come up here courageous, didn't know what was going on. Now if we start pulling, are you confident what side's going to win? Why? Give me one reason why this side's going to win. Older people? You think they're stronger? You think they're the strength? You think they can help you? You think even war gets high and you needed somebody pulling on your side, you can help? You know what happened? You still had the same courage. But he said, I have confidence in this. What? When things start warring against me, things start pulling, I have confidence not in what I can do, but in who God surrounds me with. And he surrounds me with himself, his light, his strength, and his salvation. If I had y'all start pulling right now, y'all start pulling just a little bit. But they ain't even straining you. Now this side start pulling just a little bit. Now this side start pulling a little bit. Now this side start pulling a little bit. Now, if you come past that, you've lost. If you come past that, you've lost. Uh-oh. This is your life. This is your life right here. Pull it, Brother Eric. This is your life. This is what's going on. Thank y'all. This is what's going on. This is what is going on in your life right now. Christian, wake up. This is your life right now. This is what's going on. You've got the world pulling, but you've got God on one side pulling. And he's telling you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Same amount of people, but it's all got to do with how you look at your situation that you're in. He was courageous in his Savior, which made him confident in his situation. You know what Jackson said? At first, he said, they're going to win. But when he seen who was on his side, this morning, I don't know who I'm talking to. You ain't looking who's on your side. You're looking at all the problems, all the pain, everything's going on, and you're not looking who's really pulling for you. So when I picked Eric Carruth out and Brian Scott and old Moore over there, son, them big old boys. Quit using something that ain't going to work and get you something that will. Get you a load of Jesus. Get you a load of Jesus. Something that'll work. You won't be ashamed. You won't hide out. But when things start pulling, you won't duck out. You'll stand out. And you'll say, I'm going to do what God's called me to do. I'm going to show you this, and we're going to be quick because I just want God to lead in this place. Show you, somebody's getting pulled this morning both ways. And you got to understand who's pulling for you. If you're saved, he's your light. He's your salvation. He's your strength. He's not going to let you get pulled away. He's going to let you get pulled down. He's not going to let you. He's there for you. Let me show you this in the text. But here's where you got to get. Here's where you got to get. Here's what he said. He said, the Lord is my light. And he was courageous in his Savior. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should ride against me, what will I be confident in? In the Lord. I'm not confident in either. I'm not confident in me. I'm not confident in y'all. I'm confident in the Lord, what he'll do. But you got to get to a place that you're clear where you're seeking, what you're seeking. What you're wanting from God. Look what he says. One thing have I desired. He said, how I know this works? Because there's one thing I desired. One thing I desired of the Lord that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. I see this morning that it was courageous. You've got to be courageous. You've got to be confident in your Lord and what he's going to do. And you've got to be clear in what he can do. This morning when them men got up here on this side, it was very clear what was going to take place. I can't paint a picture no more in Psalm chapter number 27, the first four verses. If you put your trust in God, you believe in him and he has saved your soul, you remember this morning, he's pulling for you on your side. He's not against you, he's for you. And this morning, if you're in here and you say, preacher, I feel like I'm on a mountain of faith and I'm in a valley of fear, you remember this. Quit looking at what's pulling against you and look what's pulling for you. Quit looking at what's pulling against you and look who's pulling for you. Yesterday, I'm going to share this and we'll go. I believe God's telling somebody they need to move this morning. Yesterday, Brandy wanted to mow, and I mowed my grass on 4. I love my yard. I'm picky with my yard. It's on 4. Don't you put it on 3. It does 4. I want it thick, lush, pretty. I want it done the way I like to have it done. And she said, I'm going to mow. I said, I don't want to mow. It's too dusty. I'll be sick. She said, I'm going to mow. I said, I'll go get you some gas. I come back home, and I looked at my yard, and I said, oh, my goodness, what's done happened? I looked around, and I just got to looking. And I waved her over there. She come over there, and I said, I got some gas. Okay, you want me to kill it? I said, well, if you don't mind, we got to have a talk about this. You know what I'm saying? So I poured the gas, in there, and I said, what are you mowing on there? You know, and she said, huh? I said, what level are you on? You know, the level? And she looked at me and she said, I'm on 3 and I don't care. I'm getting this done, so I ain't got to mow every week. I'm getting this done. I'm getting these weeds out and I'm getting it took care of. This morning, you know what? If you realize God's pulling for you and you quit letting it up and letting it grow up and get it down there where to cut down and get right where it needs to be, you won't have to take care of this every week. Boy, when she poured off that, God told me that. He said, if you'll look to me to be your strength, if you'll look to me to be your light and your salvation, and you get courage in that, get you some confidence, it'll be clear what I could do. What I thought was burned up and no good, Brother Les, yesterday evening, I couldn't tell the difference, mowed on 3 or 4. I just thank God somebody was helping me. This morning, ever how God's wanting to use you, don't worry about it. Just thank God that he's helping you. Brother Garrett, don't you worry about what he's going to do in your life. You just let him help you, because that's where your help comes from. If you're in here this morning and you're running on a mountain of faith and then you find yourself in the valley of fear, get your eyes on who's pulling for you this morning. Father, I love you and I thank you for this day. I thank you for the blessings of life. I thank you for the service we've done had. I thank you for the service that's done been in this place. I thank you for the spirit that's done showed up. I thank you for the spirit's already stirring right here, right now, Father. Lord, I pray right now, Father, that the one feels like they're on a mountain of faith and they're in the valley of fear and they don't know where to go and they don't know what to do, Father. Just as that tug of war was against the front of the church, Father, Lord, I pray right now that we call on you. You are our heavyweight. You're our strength. You're the one that can knock old Satan out and has that day on the cross, Father. Lord God, we're not defeated. We got victory in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let us walk that way and act that way. And Lord God, whatever's growing up in our life, let's just don't skim the top so it looks good. Let's get down there and get it where it's completely done away with. And Lord God, whoever's walking in fear this morning, I pray when they walk out of this place, they'll walk by faith. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's people say, I ask you.